Key points from New South Wales Health and COVID-19 for Wednesday, 13th of October, 2021. There have now been almost 11.2 million vaccines administered across New South Wales. 90% of people over 16 have received a first dose and 75.2% have received both doses. It's really great to see these rates climbing, and we are getting very close to our 80% double dose target. There were 444 locally acquired cases of COVID-19 reported in New South Wales in the 24 hours to 8 p.m. last night. Sadly, four people have died. The isolation period for close contacts of a COVID-19 case has been reduced from 14 days to 7 days for people who have been fully vaccinated at least 2 weeks before their exposure to the virus. For more information, visit newsouthwales.gov.au/COVID-19/rules/self-isolation. Suburbs of concern in Greater Sydney are Lakemba, Marylands, Hebersham, Punchbowl, Guildford, Condell Park and Plumpton. And in the regions are Cessnock, Walgett and South Grafton. We are concerned about sewage detection in Hunter, New England and Mid-North Coast. Residents are urged to please monitor for symptoms and get tested. It remains vital that anyone who has any symptoms or is a close contact or casual contact of a person with COVID-19 isolates and is tested immediately. To find a testing clinic near you, visit nsw.gov.au/COVID-19/stay-safe/testing/clinics. When testing clinics are busy, please ensure you stay in line, identify yourself to staff, and tell them that you have symptoms or are a contact of a case. To parents and children preparing to return to school, please be on the lookout for any symptoms of COVID-19. If your child has even mild symptoms, it's important that they don't go to school, that they get tested straight away, and that they isolate until they receive a negative test result. Please remember that the best way to reduce the chances of getting and spreading COVID-19 is vaccination. Everyone aged 12 and over is eligible for vaccination, and there are plenty of doses available. If you haven't booked your vaccinations yet, please do so as soon as possible. This also involves and includes people who have had COVID. Please talk to your doctor about the best time for you to receive your vaccinations.